Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Tuesday, December 16th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Everybody that we're reaching, wherever you are located, and thank you for being with us at this time of year. And we have a lot to be thankful for. So let's pray the call in, and then we'll look forward to Sue's teaching that she's curated for us and brought to us, and we'll get to comment on it and enjoy it. All right, so let's do that. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this time of year. It's a very special time where we do celebrate the birth of your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, or Jesus of Nazareth, who is the Christ, the Messiah, the Redeemer. How many names can we give to the Son of God, who is both man and God? He's sometimes called the Son of Man and sometimes referred to as the Son of God. And thank you for preparing us for everything that's happening behind the scenes to activate the RV and everything that goes along with it. And thank you for this special season, time of year, for Hanukkah, for Christmas. And thank you for just giving us the right attitude of love at this time of year and every day, regardless of the time of year. Thank you for everything you're doing for us, Lord, and for preparing us for an incredible blessing so big that we might not even be able to contain it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Sue? Susie, did you know? Sue, tell us what this teaching is tonight that you found for us. Tell us about it. I look forward to this so much.
I'm laughing at a text that just came in.
Uh-oh. And yeah. Please share.
But the first thing I'd like to know is, why are we getting echo? Why are we getting echo?
I don't know. Bob, do you read? I'm not getting it here. Keep talking, Sue. Let's see if I can isolate it.
When I speak, and I know that other people are hearing it. I'm hearing myself. Oh, really, Bob?
No, Bob. Are you getting any echo from Sue?
I can hear it very faint.
Okay. As long as it's not disruptive, we'll just move on. Let me see. I'm going to dedicate this to people that are moving through recovery. That could be being in a hospital and you know who you are.
Oh, yeah.
That could be people that are, they don't even know that they're about to turn the corner. This is for all the people that the turning the corner, and that's all of us, we're in recovery and remembering who we are. Jesus passed the baton. I have to get my light up here. For us to become all that God intended, I wish you could see my position right now, so my light is good enough. We must remember that Jesus' life was a model of what mankind could become if it were in right relationship with the Father. Through the shedding of his blood, it would be possible for everyone who believed on his name to do as he did and become as he was. This meant then that every true believer would have access to the realm of life that Jesus lived in. The realm of life that Jesus lived in. Jesus came as the light of the world. He then passed the baton to us, announcing that we are the light of the world. Jesus came as the miracle worker. He said that we would do greater works. God, do we need to own this? Than he did. He then pulled the greatest surprise of all, saying, right now, the Holy Spirit is with you, but he's going to be in you. Right now, the Holy Spirit is with you, but he's going to be in you. Jesus, who illustrated to us what is possible for those who are right with God, now says that his people are to be the tabernacle of God on planet Earth. Paul affirms the revelation with statements such as, do you know? Do you not know that you are the temple of God? And you are a dwelling place of God? What was the initial revelation of the house of God? It has the presence of God, a gate to heaven, and a ladder with angels ascending and descending upon it. Why is this important to understand? This revelation shows the resources that are at our disposal to carry out the Master's plan. Frank DiMaggio of City Bible Church in Portland, Oregon, has a great teaching regarding this principle and the local church. He calls them gate churches. This principle of being the stewards of the heavenly realms then becomes more than assignment of the individual and becomes the privilege of all the people for the sake of the entire world. So all of us are gates. All of us have God dwelling in us. And the blessing that we're about to receive is to be the co-mingling of our great spirits to prove what Christ said, greater things than these shall you do. That's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you. That was very similar to last Thursday night's teaching. It mentioned Jacob's ladder, the ladder going to heaven, angels coming up, coming down. You also talked about the... let's see, where else did it go? Let me try to get into it this way. I like the concept about gates and about us rebuilding gates, rebuilding walls. That's like Nehemiah when he rebuilt and he was tight with Ezra and he rebuilt the wall, got permission from the king, and they started rebuilding the wall and had a weapon in their right hand and a trowel in their left hand. Basically, we're rebuilding the wall, and then they had to put gates on the wall in order to protect Jerusalem. And it's important. I think one concept that I heard today that I'd like to bring out is, you can be supernatural or you can be superficial. And God's calling us to move our tent pegs out, as in the prayer of Jabez. Move your tent pegs out. Move that tabernacle out. The tabernacle, and Sue mentioned this in the teaching, is the temple, and the temple contains our body is the temple. Our physical body is the temple, and it contains the Holy Spirit. The teaching said the temple contains God. And yes, in the form of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can be with you, but like you said, Sue, it needs to be in you. And the Holy Spirit being in you comes from you taking God at His word and using your faith to believe for your redemption through the work of the Lord Jesus Christ and what Jesus did. You know, and there's just so much to this, and we could go so many directions on this teaching. I just think we need to sort of realize where we are at this time of year. We know we're celebrating the birth of Christ, which, of course, did not happen in December, December 25th, but happened more likely in the spring. But anyway, we celebrate the birth in, what, 9 days? And so we have to realize that this birth was not a normal thing. There was so much, and you guys know all of the story about the wise men. And there weren't three wise men. There were probably hundreds that came from the east in a huge caravan. It took 2 years to get from there to Bethlehem. And so when they came to give gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh to the new king, which was Jesus, they probably caught him as a toddler, as around a two-year-old. And it's amazing to think the gifts that they brought, you know, and it's an amazing thing to picture. So a lot of the things that we grew up with, even in the church, and we're told these stories and everything about what it was like, you know, we should clarify and we should expand on and make sure we understand what actually happened. But the good news is Jesus came to do a lot. He did so much. Yes, he was a miracle worker, but so much more than that. You know, he came and he taught us, he taught his disciples, who became his apostles, how to live, how to love, there's nothing like the Beatitudes, incredible sermon that Jesus made, the Beatitudes. I think it's Mark chapter 6. I think, maybe right, maybe not. But it's just so vital to see the truth. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No person comes to the Father except through me, through Jesus, meaning through the work that Jesus performed on the cross. Did he want to go to the cross? No. He prayed 3 times. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed 3 times to God. If it be possible, would you take this cup from me? And the cup was the death and burial that he was going to experience. He didn't want to go through it. He says, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. And that's so important to realize that, you know, He yielded his will to that of his heavenly Father. And that's an incredible, beautiful thing to do. And that's why he did what he did for us. And he did it for all of humanity. All of humanity. So who gets the benefits of what Christ did? Those who would believe. Those who would use their faith to believe in a very simple truth, that Jesus came to redeem those who have been lost, humanity. That's what I got out of the teaching so far. Now I can go on, Sue. but I think it's time I turned it over. Thank you for that, Sue. Thank you for the teaching again. It's beautiful. And Bob, I hope that the teaching was meaningful to you, and let's hear what you have to say about it.
Thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. It's really great, this teaching in the Christmas season. Really gives us a kind of energetic time of year that can really inspire us to further develop our own energy and our own commitments and to become more Christ-like. And I think that also it gives us incentive to purge any remaining traumas that are lingering in our subconscious or our memories that might be holding us back. And be wary that those traumas might give rise to resentments towards others that may have done something that traumatized us, or even hatred. And if we have the capability and the techniques to purge those traumas, to create a blank slate, and we can then be open to the idea of the goodness of God, the love of God, and open to the idea that we can be great and limitless and fulfill Christ's predictions that we shall do greater works than he. And we can, from that state of being free from our traumas and being open to our limitlessness, we can then set really powerful intentions each morning for how we're going to proceed during the day. And we can pray for strength and protection at nighttime. And we can examine our attitude and we can say, all right, this is the attitude I'm going to have. It's going to be a really loving attitude, and I'm going to be really aggressive in this attitude, because if I just kind of go at it haphazardly, probably not going to perform all that well for me. And instead, I need to make a very serious and a very solemn pronouncement to God in my prayers that I have this intention to be Christ-like, as is encouraged in the teaching. And the more we can pronounce this with fervor and intensity, the more likely we'll be to fulfill that desire. And we can watch ourselves throughout the day, become the observer of our mind and the master of our mind, so we don't backslide and do something that nobody would look upon and say that was Christ-like. We need to be very diligent to hold that intention all throughout the day. And any unwanted thoughts and any unwanted emotions need to be quickly identified and move back into our Christ-like being and ultimately, allow God to be us. And in that ultimate state, then we're no longer lost.
That's beautiful, Mom. Thank you.
Thank you for that perspective, Bob. Yep. And you know what? We can control what we say, because we're given that power of the tongue to speak positively and lovingly or to speak death. And so we have that power in the tongue, but what manifests in that power is what comes from the mind. So we need to control our thought world as well, the thoughts. And we can choose our thinking. We can choose not to think certain things, not to focus on the past, not to focus on trauma, not to focus on negativity, but to focus on what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And Sue, I like the way that you're bringing these teachings out to us. They're really, really good, and they're very deep and multi-layered. So tell us what layer you're finding in this teaching tonight that you can comment on to us.
Well, I chose the teaching because I think it did a very radical thing, which was putting the identity that we are, that God is within you, that Jesus passed the baton, that Jesus said, it tied it together in a very shortish, felt sense of our true identity. And this is something really, really important. If you don't have a lived experience, you can talk about something, you can quote something, you can know about something, you can know about something as an object outside of you. But there's a reason Christ was Christ. He was relational. He connected to people with the felt sense of God within him. And to me, one of the biggest needs in the world today is to have people have the felt sense. What does it mean to feel like I'm walking with Christ? Not just noticing what he did, and all that's wonderful, but what does that feel like when Christ and the kingdom of God is within you? Everything starts with your identity. So if you're getting your identity by only looking outside of yourself, like you said, Bruce, you know, superficial, and you've never internalized what it would feel like, and I love what Bob does. He always makes it really practical. What would it feel like in my nervous system? I'm the nervous system queen. I know the pod is laughing right now. If I had light, Christ light moving through it, what would I be talking about? What would I be noticing? Would I be leaning on my own in Christ understanding? Or would I have to rely on other vehicles to get me there? I don't think so. And you can feel it when somebody actually has touched that space. It's inside them. It's presence. It's Christ's presence. And I think what I loved about this teaching for all of us on the call, it's getting out of our heads. It's getting into the felt, embodied, lived experience of being the light of the world and not walking around with the separation, which is sin, of intellectualizing and doing all these behaviors that separate you from the truth, that you are the light of Christ? What if you walked with that and owned it? And you didn't let your head get cluttered, and you didn't get distracted, and you just simple. I feel the light of Christ in me today. I'm walking with it. I'm radiating it. I mean, it's not complicated. So that's why I picked the baton. Is seriously being passed to us in simplicity, in knowing. It's not about believing anymore, it's about knowing it. If you know something, then belief is secondary. You just know it. And to walk with that and realize that that's what Christ wanted for us. He wanted us to recognize, think about what he said, it's my favorite, you're right, it is my favorite, greater things than these shall you do. If you're discounting that, you're pushing away one of his greatest gifts to us. So that's why I picked the teaching.
Well, I think for the baton to be passed to us, we have to get in the race. And we have to finish the race. And I think for the baton to be passed, we have to get in the race. What's the race? The race is receiving what Jesus came to do for humanity by faith. Once you receive it by faith, you know it. That's where the knowing is. And then we can receive the baton and finish the race. And I believe that, yes, we are called to do that. That's exactly right. Well, thank you for this teaching, Sue. Bob, your comments. Well, thank you, as always, and everything. So let's see what we have in the way of prayer and praise tonight, Sue.
So today we have from Pastor Scott, tonight's word is for God's thank you for answering prayers. God, you know no subtlety with me. I ask, you answer. It's that simple. It's that big call, universe. Thank you so much for praying for me and my family. I'm out now from my daily 102-yard walk around the lake, went today without my walker. Be blessed. I love you all, Pastor Scott. That's amazing, Pastor Scott.
That's great, Pastor Scott. Congratulations. Praise God for,
what a will.
For that healing.
What a will you have. Yeah.
Yep.
Awesome. Just in time for Christmas.
Just in time for Christmas, Bob.
That's right.
then we're going to pray. Then we're going to pray. Thank you, Ms. K. Then we're going to pray for a dear friend of the pod, Ms. Leanna. And I'd just like everybody to, she was having trouble with her shoulder and her heart. And she's a really deeply loving, beautiful soul. And so I just want you to see Leanna and her family surrounded in the breath and the light of God so that the tension that might be moving through her body, in her heart and her shoulder. She's endured a lot, and I just want you to see that there's this flowing, healing energy that's softening, that's moving through her, that's a current that's available to everyone. But for you tonight, Leanna, we're praying that Christ is just easing away by your deep, slow breathing and by you tuning into your body and saying, thank you, Christ. Thank you, my body, for doing such a good job in healing now. Just praise that you are healing. And just notice how just focusing on that one thing slowly and deeply, let your body rest from the signals of pain and comforts and soothes you. We see you fully healed in Jesus' name and say amen.
Amen and amen.
And Mr. T, glad you're getting out of the hospital. I'm going to throw that out real quick. I wonder if you're going to hear it. And let's see. Let's go to Ms. Genia. In the beauty of a snowflake falling shortly on the land is the mystery and the miracle of God's great creative hand. Helen Steiner Rice. That's beautiful, Genia.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. John 8:12. Third candle, joy, was lit the third Sunday of Advent, a pink candle signifying the joy of the shepherds and the approaching Christmas. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world, John 1:9. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy, Matthew 2:10. Heavenly Father, today the Big Call family is praying for all the leaders and millions of listeners for all their prayer requests. Pastor Scott's health and healing, hope for this RV blessing and med beds ASAP before Christmas. Mm-hmm. President Trump's health, his family, his cabinet members and their safety. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. John 10:10. We pray for everyone in Australia, for the 15 people that died. Rest in peace, and 40 injured and in the hospital. Teaching ready here. We pray for the students and the families at Brown University. We pray for the soldiers that were killed in the ISIS ambush in Syria. We continue to pray for Andrew Wolf, the West Virginia National Guard, that was shot, for his full recovery. World peace. Wishing everyone a happy Hanukkah, 12:14 to 12:22, Festival of Lights. Merry Christmas. Merry and blessed Christmas in 9 days. Everyone have a blessed week, and hope and pray we get the 800 numbers very soon, and we'll be great stewards with this special blessing. We pray this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jeannie. Very good. I love that. We all know John 10:10 is a great verse. And, yep, I'm with you. I'm with you on that prayer, and I'll have something to share about that in my segment. So thank you. Sue, I guess that wraps up prayer and praise for tonight. And that leads us into your segment. So what is it that you'd like us to know tonight? What is going on?
You had a class
last night that was actually not a class 8. And then you'll have the second version of that, not a class 8, tomorrow night at 7:25. So do you want to tell us anything about that new not a class or anything else that you'd like us to know?
Thank you, Bruce. Thank you for always being so ready for whatever arrives, I guess is the way.
I'm like a catcher with a catcher's mitt, just ready to receive the pitch.
That's
that Bob
right.
is sending, and you're sending. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because I have a couple of relative announcements, and I kind of switched what I was going to do for this evening, but. because I'm not going to read a testimonial, but I'll talk about the class, not a class 8. And I'm thinking about, you might want to put this on your calendar, whether I would open it up next week, which I know is Christmas, is Christmas. But I had some people just tell me that, like, it was one of their top classes. And that's really interesting. But I'll tell you why. It's called the Strategic Possibility Engine. And it's about the skill. It's really kind of an advanced perception in Christ that most people don't look at, about what you're going to be exiting. And then tomorrow night is what you're entering. And really how to station in what you're entering. And here's a piece you might want to write down. I think it's kind of a cool thing that most people aren't aware of. They're about to enter, all of us, but this is the first time in history this has ever happened. When we go, the whole world is going with us. The quantum financial system is kicking in. A whole new series of disclosures are going to be kicking in. Your children are going to be getting money. Just the whole system is going to be in a redo. So just try to imagine the whole world going through this really wonderful, yes, but any change, most nervous systems just don't, go, oh, yay, it's like, what is this? What does this mean? How does that, or whatever. So you're going into a brand new decision reality. And what cognitive science recognizes is that the average adult right now is making 30 to 35,000 decisions every day. So the way you're studying reality and looking at YouTube videos and texting your friends and your children and this and that and grocery shopping and picking out your clothes and getting to work and driving, what's going to happen when all of that gets amplified and you're building teams and ecosystems and moving and changing and learning? And so the class is really designed to help you slow down and make your micro and macro decisions much more consciously. Like what you notice, what you're going to start to let go of, what you tolerate, what you've been postponing, what intuition you override, what your body signals and your mind dismisses. This is going to be so huge. And let me give you another little secret that most people don't know. Cognitive neuroscience is discovering that the way our nervous system works, which is a bottom-up approach, body up to the head, body, heart up to the head. Your body and your electromagnetic field pick up energy faster than your mind. Tons of research on that. So here are the changes that could occur. Is that all of a sudden everybody's going to, kind of be in this place where they're like, what do I really want to create? here's the ultimate question, and write this down. What do I ultimately want to have as my lived experience? Do I want to be running around and going here and there and, you know, not having really a place? Or do I want to be relational, connected to people doing something meaningful with me? How would I design that? How am I going to get it so I feel really deep connection with the people around me? How am I going to create this life as the felt sense of my deepest, most meaningful experience? What's the rhythm? What's the tempo? How am I going to design that if I have humanitarian projects? Would you be able to answer that? Could you allow yourself to say the thing that I want with all my heart? This is what I notice about our community. Because of the way the world was structured, it was very based on survival, which is the trauma. And there was a lack of attunement. And so most people grew up not as knowing that they're the light of the world and that God was inside them, because their parents didn't have that. Their parents were in survival. Too many kids, too much going on, going into achievement, escaping. I mean, it's pretty interesting if you really look at the deep pattern that has been, up until now, installed in people. Men were out providing, achieving this and that. Women were doing this. There's been all these kind of adaptations that now we have the opportunity to revise consciously. I want to feel seen. I want to feel attuned to. I want to know myself, what my standards are, what my new boundaries are, what creates a healthy me so I can bring it into the world. That's how you become a strategic possibility engine. Because we're leaving survival, but if you don't know how to go, what the number one interpersonal neurobiologist says, it's called MindSight, Dr. Daniel Siegel, if you don't know how to go inside yourself and sit with what is no longer going to be adaptive, because it's not matching what God really wants for you, a lot of people just don't want to go, I don't want to look at that. I just want to keep doing what I want to do. And here's the big message, and I'm almost done. When people are under stress, they go to default. They're going to go to what they've known, what they've learned, memorization. They're going to just, you know, they're just going to be in their heads, and they're just going to keep doing what they've always done. Well, in the meantime, getting quiet, reflecting, being conscious, making conscious new decisions, it's more work. Yep, it is more work. But when you slow down, and so the reason why I'm talking about this is I think there's going to be shifts in how people navigate this change. And I want people to be conscious about those shifts. To look inside. To reflect. Am I noticing what I'm experiencing? Am I feeling the alignment of the people around me? Is it the quality of connection I have? Am I in joy as I'm doing what I'm doing? That's how the world is going to change. It's not the money. It's not the buying things and having houses. You'll be happy with that for, it's called hedonic adaptation. You'll be happy with that for maybe a year.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're running around just doing, what do you think that's going to do for your ability to attune, be connected, be intimate, design things that are effective and integrated? I don't let you answer that. So what I'm going to say is we're going to finish out this class this Wednesday, and then we'll be back on Monday, taking a little break. We'll be back on Monday, and you can do two things. If you want to invest in the quality of your lived experience, number one, you can do designing your best future, which is like what to do in the first 6 months. Both of these programs are $100, and they're designed to get you to slow down. Really, it's like a do-it-yourself interior redesign program that's also going to come out as a redesign of humanity. So design your best future. It's going to walk you through what you need to know so you can make the most effective decisions. Because if you're not making decisions now, it's because you're avoiding yourself. You're going into decision fatigue because you just have too many decisions and you can't even make another decision. That's a huge one. So what we try to do is we try to help you, okay, let's slow down. Let's just make one new decision. Let's contemplate this and figure out what's right. And we help you to do that. So you feel escorted. Like you're not doing it alone. Like you have support to go into something new. So you have designing your best future. And if you write, because you heard me talking about strategic possibility engine, which has like a booklet and a half, that's like being colloquial about it, and the meditations, all of our classes have a meditation to have you go inside, start developing this mindsight, this Christ-like mind. Send us an email that you want. Just call it SPE, that you'd like to have it if it's available. That's $100. And we'll have a couple of days starting on Monday to get that out to you. But in my mind, it's like rolling in like a whole new architectural design. It's designed to help you get out of the old and into the new. And the last thing I want to say, and this is going to be in my course tomorrow, there's a really big thing called the upper limits problem. And that's been studied by Gay Hendricks. When people surpass what they've known, they want to pull their family, their friends, themselves. They want to pull themselves back. Oh, it's too much light. Oh, it's too good. All of us, including me, it's like, whoa, I'm leaving what I know. All the courses that we do help you to step into the new. So your body feels safe. Your nervous system feels safe. Letting go of that old version and adaptation. So you have two courses. You want to send it to integratedminds@hushmail.com. And just put your name, telephone number, and if you have PayPal. And just realize we're going to be getting to them on Monday. It's even in our outbox as of 6 p.m. tonight. And our intent is just to help it make your transition just a beautiful, more effective, less overloading and decision fatigue free one. So you can just step in with clarity, and you have two instruments for you to be clear with. And that's what I have to say tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you. EYBF 100
and
or
strategic possibility
100.
Yeah. Yeah.
Strategic possibility.
You can say it out loud.
SBE 100. Yep. Either
you.
One's a good option. And the SBE will include the first class last night and tomorrow night's class.
Yes, and handouts for making effective decisions. So you're going to have something walking you through. Yep.
Yeah, there you go. Fantastic, Sue. All righty, that sounds fantastic. And I think a lot of people should take advantage of that, that's for sure. All right, Sue, appreciate that very much. It's really good.
Thank
you. I love that. Yeah. Segwaying over, transitioning over to Bob. Bob, we're looking for some testimonials. I know we still have a sale going on. And I know we've got new products coming, or a new product coming that's on the road. So tell us what we need to know about that, Bob.
Yeah, absolutely. So first, we got about 5 or 10 more testimonials since last week, Bruce. I'll just read a couple of them tonight.
This is
a lady that wrote in. She says, I use barley, Boomer Boost, vitamin D, vitamin B, olive leaf, magnesium, and zinc all together. Mm-hmm. I feel good and much stronger and little to no colds lately and many more products. Thanks, Boomer.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That's great.
And then we got this. This lady wrote in about our vitamin D, and she sent in a picture of herself with what looks like her three children. Looks like three little boys. They're all sitting around the dining room table. It's really great.
Mm-hmm.
And she just simply says, I've used this for years, and I wouldn't have any other brand. You know, when people say something like that, it's because there are certain brands of products where if you were to test them, there's really not much of the active ingredient in the product. Mm-hmm. And we had this problem once before, Bruce, with vitamin D. Going back about 10 years ago, we were getting very good vitamin D. And then we got a couple of reports from people that said they had gotten their vitamin D tested after using our products, and it wasn't as high as it used to be. It wasn't, wasn't where they were used to having it. So we got that vitamin D that we had, and we sent it out to be tested by a third party, and sure enough, the company that was making it for us, for whatever reason, wasn't making it as strong.
Okay.
And when we called them, nobody answered the phone. And we called back again the next day, and on about the fourth day, we got a call from a lady who we always used as our sales rep that would help us get products when we needed it. And she said, I'm now working at this company because the company I was with went out of business. They just stopped answering their phones.
Yeah.
All right? And we don't know why they went out of business, but we do know they had kind of fallen down on the job of their quality control. And those types of things happen. But we haven't had any trouble since then with our vitamin D. And we got a new supplier, and it's worked out great. But that's why you hear people say things like that about a brand, because you have to be really committed to making sure your products are really good.
That's right.
So here's another guy wrote in. He said, Boomer Boost is what I was low on, so I purchased it to get both products back to the monthly supply. I've been using them for about 5 years, and I have the strength and stamina of my younger self. I never plan to be out again. Thanks for having superior products and staff. We're at, for this particular platform where we get these testimonials, Bruce, we now have 3,932 reviews.
Okay.
And prior to that, we had about 500 on the Trustpilot program.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, but before the end of the year, we're going to pass 4,000 reviews with a 4.7 out of 5
right.
stars.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that I wanted to say here, Bruce, is we are continuing our sale. We have a 25% off sale on our best product. So you've got our Boomer Boost is on sale, 25% off, and I think that's what the man in the testimonial was referring to, and
right.
that he took advantage of that sale. Also, our barley mm-hmm. and lignin and probiotics and a whole bunch of other things on sale. That's going to go on, for a little while longer. And also wanted to let people know that this week we're going to be getting our collagen. So it's actually on the truck. We have our tracking number. It's made it from California halfway across the country. Probably going to arrive on Thursday. And we have a lot of people that have already signed up to be a customer of our collagen. And I want to just check something real quick here for a second, Ruth. Let's see.
Okay.
Collagene. Enter. Collagen. 15 results. Peptide. Yeah. Yeah, so you're going to, people are going to want to check as early as tomorrow because there's a possibility it's going to arrive tomorrow. But people are going to want to check in tomorrow and check in on Thursday if it's not on the website tomorrow. Check in on Thursday to see if it's ready to go. If you want to give a call tomorrow, you can. Put yourself on the waiting list for it, and we'll shoot you an email with a link as soon as it's ready. And let me just tell you what it is for people that might not have heard yet. This is, we've had really great luck this year in the world of pain relief. And we were asked many months ago if we would consider taking on two new products, both of which were really great for pain relief. The one we've already put out, Bruce, and it's called Super Strong, and it's a roll-on pain relief, and it's a brand new concept in roll-on. Uses a nano gel technology with numerous different plant-based products that are known to help with pain, and we ordered a small amount of it just to get started and see if people liked it. And already half of it's already been sold in about a two-week period.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's people are really starting to get it. And the second product is called Collagen, C-O-L-A-G-E-N-E. And this is another brand-new product. It was created by Eric Kurtz, who's the maker of Myotrol. It's called an epigenetic reprogrammer. So what it's doing is it's making your body act as if it was younger in very specific ways, and the most important of which is rebuilding cartilage. So cartilage is the cushiony layer of of tissue that is in your joints to keep the joints where bones come together from rubbing against each other. You want to have a cushion between those bones so they don't wear out. And as you age, you make less cartilage, and so it gets worn out and it doesn't get replaced. And collagen has compounds in it that go right into the nucleus of your cell and activate the genes that have gone dormant that are responsible for making cartilage. And so now, for the first time, we have the ability for people to regrow cartilage from a product that you're just going to simply take two dropperfuls a day. You can put it in an ounce of water if you need to. Some people will just put it straight into their mouth. It doesn't taste terrible. It's a little bit bitter, and if you don't like bitter, you can just put it in water, and it dissolves right away. It's water soluble, right? The other thing that collagen does is it has a separate pain control mechanism in it that's separate from rebuilding your cartilage. And what it is this. About 3 years ago, a pharmaceutical company discovered a metabolic pathway that is a sodium channel in your nervous system that makes its way to your brain and registers pain in your brain. And some people have a terrible time with their life being in tremendous pain. People that have fibromyalgia or other issues that are causing them a lot of pain. And this, a drug company created a drug that will block that sodium channel and relieve the people's pain. And Eric Kurtz followed all along with that research, and he identified a molecule from a plant that can do the same thing. And he put it in the product for rebuilding cartilage. And already we have people that were in the testing part of this that are reporting tremendous benefits for pain control. And so this is something that it goes perfect together with the super strong roll-on. You can put this roll-on on and literally in a couple of minutes. You have pain relief. And the collagen is going to be a long-term thing that you'll take it every day, and it will block pain, and it'll also resolve the issue that's causing a lot of pain, which is joint pain. And one of the people that was in the test was one of our employees, and he got tremendous relief using the collagen, and it took, it was either 3 or 4 days was how long it took before the pain that he had was completely gone. That was going to result in him having surgery.
Wow, yeah.
And so these are two brand new, much, much stronger pain relief products than have been available, you know, prior to now. To get anything close to as strong as this, you had to have a prescription from a doctor, and even then, most doctors won't prescribe pain relief products that are that strong nowadays because of the whole opioid issue. Well, these are safe products that are individual molecules that have been extracted from plants in one case, and the other is the whole plant. Quite often in the super strong contains the entirety of certain plants that are known for pain relief. So for anybody listening that knows someone who's been having pain and it's holding them back, let us know right away, and you'll be able to tell from the first bottle of the roll-on you get, the first bottle of collagen that you get, you're going to know if it's going to work for you, and it's well worth, you know, watching for that to come about in the next day or two on our on our website and give us a call. We'll be there, tomorrow's Wednesday. We'll be there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, answering the phones. And if you need any help, give us a call.
Sounds great, Bob. Sounds really good. Let's remind everybody how to get to your website. All you do is go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. When you get to that site, on the landing page, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. That's a direct link into Bob's website. So when you click on it, it'll take you right into the Boomers website. Take you right in there. You can go through and look at all the various products, look at product descriptions, see which products are on sale at 25% off, and look for the new products. And maybe the latest, newest product, collagene, Collagene will be there. If not tomorrow, it might be there on Thursday. And check that out and see if it shows up. And if so, put it in your cart and off you go. 25% off is really good on a lot of those products, including Boomer Boost and Barley and Lignans and Premium Probiotics and quite a few other products. So check that out. It's a great deal. And also, if you need some help, or you want to call and get on the list for Collagene when it comes in and get that down there, well, they'll send you an email with a link on it you can click on. Go ahead and send or call, rather. Call the 800 number, which is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. Good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time. Okay? So check that out. And remember, if you call in and you get a recording that says, please leave your name and your number, go ahead and do that, and they'll turn around as soon as they get off the line and they catch that voicemail that you leave, they'll turn around and call you right back. And it's really very, very effective. They usually call back very quickly, too, by the way. So that's good. So be prepared for a callback if you leave your name and phone number. All right? That's really the way to get in touch. And I'm excited about these new two new products that we've got that we already have in-house, one of them, and the other is on its way. It could be there as early as tomorrow. So it's moving across the country pretty quickly. You never know. It could be down in his area tomorrow, down in Bob's area, Florida, and then it could be delivered tomorrow or Thursday probably. So we'll look forward to that. Collagene. All right. Sounds good. Say again? Okay. So let's do this. Let's get into some intel and figure out where we stand today, being the 16th of December. We've got 9 days till Christmas. And, I believe the feeling is and the sentiment is that we would like to have this before Christmas. Now, I will say this. Different sources are saying different things about the timing. So I'm just going to tell you what we're getting. Yesterday, Monday, we got word that the bondholders should be receiving their notifications Tuesday or Wednesday. Well, to my knowledge, they did not receive them today. They might later, but they haven't received them yet. So that leaves tomorrow for bondholders. We also heard that if bondholders got their emails, it would be to tell them when they had access to the funds in their account. So that theoretically, if they got their email tomorrow, it would say, you have funds in your account that are available for you or accessible to you either Wednesday or Thursday. We believe that we would get our notifications Wednesday or Thursday of this week. We've had that from one of our upper sources. Now, at Wells Fargo, however, we have also heard regarding Wednesday that we got this from Iraq, comes from a very high up source that was saying that the Iraqi dinar, in fact, it came from a lock with the CBI and also bounced off Soudani, the prime minister of Iraq, that they would have a new rate out on the Iraqi dinar Wednesday. So we think, okay, the theory is, okay, when that happens, is it game on for us? We have a new rate. Are we ready to go? We'll see. But that's encouraging to know they've got a new rate, and it's supposed to, and the other rate that they had when we talked, when they first came out with it, was very good. And so this rate might be even better. Now, it should be better. And it should be, I don't know if it's going to be on Forex or not. I had heard that it would be. And we don't know if their rates are on bank screens and redemption center screens yet today. And I'll probably not hear about it until later tonight. There's a good possibility I'll find that out late tonight. But that doesn't do any good for this call, right? So, there is that possibility. The other thing is we have heard from another source who happens to be a redemption center leader, and he was passing on the information that we should have our notifications and exchanges either, and he said it this way, either 3 or 4 days before Christmas, and that brings us to the weekend, this coming weekend, 3 or 4 days prior to Christmas, or 2 or 3 days after Christmas. Now, I would not be thrilled about the after Christmas, so we're going to believe and go for the before Christmas intel and information. Hopefully that is correct. And maybe we get something sooner rather than later. Obviously, we're going to receive it whenever it comes. However, for us to have a Christmas, we need to have, a lot of us need to have this happen prior to Christmas. And not Christmas Eve or not Christmas Day. I mean, I don't know. We'll see. We'll just have to be open to receive it whenever this blessing comes in. Now, what about President Trump tomorrow night speaking at 9 o'clock Eastern? It's going to be a year in review by President Trump. He's going to talk about the accomplishments in the first 9 or 10 months of the year. He's going to talk about probably some future things that are in the works now that should be coming to fruition maybe as early as January. I wish he would talk about our new currency, the USN, but I don't know that. And you know what? I don't know if there'll be any comms in his talk tomorrow night. I'm going to watch it, though, and I don't know. Sometimes we look for things in President Trump's speeches or rallies, and there's just nothing there. Or there might be a calm or a symbolic something that comes out. But so far, what we've been looking for, which is Nasara-type announcements about... Now, we've had a few things that have snuck in. You know, what about the $2,000 payments? What's the timing for that? I've heard different things on the timing of the $2,000. You know, which is just a tariff dividend to us as a direct deposit. What's the timing for that? When is it coming? I've heard starting first week in January. I don't know. We'll see. I've heard other times for it, but I'm not going to go there. I think that the other thing that we're looking for is, what about those DOGE payments? Those would have been substantial and should be. When are those going to start up? Does that start up next year also? What about the external revenue service replacing the internal revenue service? They've retained 30% of the IRS workers that were considered good people to handle the external revenue that's coming in, the external revenue service. Okay, all right, that's cool. What about the consumption tax that NASARA calls for, which would be approximately a 15% tax on that's on new goods that would replace all other taxes, income taxes, state income taxes, property and real estate taxes, all of that stuff? What about that type of an announcement? Does that come after the first of the year? Does President Trump show any of his hand tomorrow night with what is expected to happen after the first? Does he give us a signal that we are going to receive this RV and before Christmas? You know, we're getting a little down to the wire here. So we'll have to see how that goes. Tomorrow night, 9:00 Eastern Standard Time. And I imagine all news channels will have it. I'll be watching on Newsmax or One America News, but there are other, obviously, news channels that would carry it. I'm trying to think if there were anything else that was prescient to us. The R&R, we believe, is still going to be there for us when we go to exchange in our quantum accounts. And also make sure that you ask if you have Iraqi dinar, when you go to the Redemption Center only, you'll be able to ask for the contract rate on the dinar, which is quite good. President Trump has already orchestrated that for us some time ago. So that is an excellent, excellent, crazy high rate that we never thought we'd ever see. So if you have dinar, great. Take advantage of that. He wants those of us in the United States to get full advantage of the revaluation of the dinar, the dong, and, of course, take advantage of the ZIM to use for our projects that we have lined out. So that's going to be very important for us. I don't know if we're going to get any nuggets tomorrow night. Maybe if President Trump has a gold tie on instead of a red tie. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if there's some symbolism in it. I think that's the majority of what that we have to look forward to. I wish we'd get some serious NASARA-type announcements. I will say this about debt forgiveness, and I don't know when this is going to be announced, but I heard today from one of our sources that student debt will be forgiven, and students that paid off their debt that don't have any student debt, but they were diligent and paid it off, will get that money refunded to them. That's pretty cool. Because it wouldn't have been fair if people that had student debt that were late or that didn't pay or whatever, let it go, and they had their debt canceled, and all of a sudden everybody was said, wait a minute, I paid my student debt every month. I paid those payments, and I finally paid it off. Well, those people will be rewarded, and they will get the money that they paid in for the student debt. They'll get it back. So that's pretty cool. That's a good thing. I was very encouraged to hear that today. So I don't know when. A lot of these are question marks we don't have answers to right now. I would say I would love to see this happen in the next few days to possibly the weekend. Maybe that's when we get notified and get started, a few days before Christmas. Maybe not. We'll see. I don't want anybody to lose hope or lose faith in it. Just stay the course. Have whatever Christmas you want to have now. Have whatever Hanukkah ceremony that started last Sunday night. have your Hanukkah and enjoy it, and just be available and open to the blessing coming whenever they decide to release it. And of course, we've got a lot of things going on, you know, with shootings and different things that have happened, and they're trying to stop the deep state from bomb attacks in Southern California, 5 different attacks that they stopped that would be taking place New Year's Day. You know, we have to keep vigilant, keep our eyes and ears open, and be available to report in anything that's suspicious, that in your spirit you're saying, you know, there's something wrong with that. There's something funny about that. I better see what that, you know, better turn that in, or at least talk to somebody about it and have that information passed on. Because we have to be vigilant in these days, you guys. And you know what I'm talking about. You know, Biden let in, God, 10 or 12 million immigrants from not just Mexico and Central America, but all kinds of other countries. We don't know who these people are. They weren't vetted. And we've seen the evidence of that in some recent shootings. So stay vigilant. Be careful. And just do the right thing if you have any evidence that something is wrong. Something's wrong with this. The Holy Spirit will tell you that. Will tell you when something doesn't quite seem right. And you have to use your spirit of discernment to try to figure out what in the world is going on. What's wrong with this picture, right? So, we're going to stay in faith for this to happen for us before Christmas. We're only 9 days away. I would love to have it in the next couple of three or four days. Certainly by the weekend would be great, if not sooner. And of course, as typically, I might hear something more late tonight that doesn't help me for this call. In the meantime, which is where we are, in the meantime, Sue's got 2 really good offerings. One, DYBF 100, Designing Your Best Future, a series of 4 classes, and all 4 classes total about 6 hours of audio, and you can click on it and go right on through it at whatever pace you want to, listen to one class at a time and go through it all. Very strong, very good. It's got meditations in each one of the classes, a meditation in each one, and it's really designed to prepare you for the first 6 months of this when you walk out of the Redemption Center. So pick that up if you haven't got it yet. And the other offering is really good, and that's going to be about strategic possibilities and Strategic Possibility Engine, SPE. So SPE 100 is the latest offering, which includes the class from last night, which was not a class 8, and the class for tomorrow night, which is not a class 8. Those 2 classes will make up a recording that would go out if you ask for it. Make sure you tell Sue in your email which of the 2 or both that you would like, the DYBF 100, and don't forget the SPE 100, Strategic Possibilities Engine, SPE 100, and send your emails to Integrated Minds, that's INTEGRATED, Integrated Minds, MINDS, at hushmail.com, and let her know your name, your phone number in the email, and whether or not you have PayPal. Okay? If you have PayPal, use it. That's the best way to get everything done quickly. All right? And Sue is going to process these on Monday, she said. But send her these tonight so she can line you up in the queue and have those. Send it tonight or tomorrow, so that she'll be good to go. And we'll see what happens with our timing for our the GCR for the new rate on the dinar, for which really that new rate is an international rate. It doesn't affect our contract rate. It's just nice to know whether it's made its way to the Forex, whether it's made its way to bank screens and redemption center screens yet, et cetera, et cetera. Okay? But we're going to be in great shape. A lot of people really don't know, but if you have bonds, and these are sheet bonds, I'm not referring to the ZIM, bonds in this case, but if you've got sheet bonds, Pacellis, Super Pacellis, Red Dragon, Yellow Dragon, Gold Dragon, etc., if you've got bonds or a box of bonds, they can actually deal with up to four boxes of bonds at the redemption center. So if you have a box, let's say, with 100 bonds in it, you would just let them know when you set your appointment using the 800 number that, hey, I do have a box of, let's say, Gold Dragon bonds or Yellow Dragon bonds. And just let them know that you have it. That way they'll make sure to have a bond representative for your appointment and make you a longer appointment so they can go through it. If you have provenance on the bonds, you have to prove who you are. Make sure you can prove who you are. And if there is provenance, which means the handing down of the bonds over years, gifting of it, the paperwork that shows that it started with this person and went to this person and went to that person, and so on, it's called provenance. Nice French word, right? Provenance. And so that's what they would like to know. If you have them, if you have that, then you can get those bonds transacted or hypothecated or, you know, redeemed is the word we use for bond redemption, right? So that'll all come out, and that's going to go into your, probably into your quantum account. Okay, so I don't know if I need to go back over anything else. I think that's it right now. I think you guys know everything. You know far more than a lot of the bankers know. You know a lot more than Redemption Center staff knows. And but they're ready. They're prepared. They're practiced. They're ready to go. And even though there's still a little cleanup here and there on aisle 4 and 5, they're ready. They're ready for us. So let's just believe that there's enough cleanup that's taken place, and that President Trump has a really good talk tomorrow night at 9 o'clock Eastern, and that we get some signal that we are starting before Christmas, and hopefully by the weekend, because that's what I've heard too. One of our sources is saying the weekend, and these are all upper banking level people, some top of the top of the banks. Some are bond paymasters, some are uber bond paymasters, meaning top of the bond paymasters. You know, there's a lot going on. They're trying to get it done. We'll just hope and believe that they will get this thing done before Christmas. And then in that way, we could very well have a better Christmas. But remember, it's not, Christmas isn't about things. It's not about presents. It's not about, you know, it's more about the reason for the season, which is Jesus. So let's go ahead and pray the call out. As soon as I thank Sue for doing a wonderful job, the teachings have been great, really enjoying that. And thank you, Bob, for all your input and what you've done with Boomers and the new products. Thank you, both of you, as my co-hosts. And thank you also, GCK, great creative Kendall, for all the work he did with the graphics and the artwork. And thank you, Doug, for helping out with the podcast that Sue's been doing for the classes and not a classes. And thank you, Pastor Scott, for your input. Continued healing for you. Congratulations on being able to walk 100 yards without a walker or a cane unaided. Praise God that the healing is taking, and let it continue on. And Jeannie, thank you for your continued support of the Big Call with prayer and praise and scripture and everything. Just really, really good. Appreciate that so much. Satellite team for getting the signal out all over the globe wonderfully using the Starlink satellite system. And thank you, Big Call Universe, all of you listeners all around the globe that have stuck with us and are still with us for the last 14 years. So I'm very excited about where we are. I'm looking forward to getting this before Christmas, and we'll look forward to that, and we'll see what, you know, what new information we have for Thursday night's call. Okay? We will have a call in a couple of nights on Thursday night, as we normally do. All right? So everybody, let's just pray the call out, and then we'll just move on from there. Okay? Turn off the recording. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you have done for us to prepare us for this incredible gift, this great blessing. Help us remember the gift, that unspeakable gift of salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. Your Bible, your word says that you might know that you have eternal life. These things have I written that you might know that you have eternal life. That's a beautiful gift and a beautiful scripture to remember. Thank you, God, for all that you're doing in our lives, for bringing this home to us, and for giving us a beautiful opportunity to level out humanity, level the playing field, and bless humanity around the globe. We thank you for it, and praise your name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, everybody, have a great night and good day tomorrow, and we will see you Thursday night. God bless you.